Because the things you feed yourself with, all right, they open doors for spirits. Many Nigerians you see walking up and down, listen to me, I want to give you one word for them. You will be surprised what word I will use. Many of your friends and neighbors are murderers, but they don't know. You know, when we arrived yesterday, I sat in my room in the hotel next door. And I just put on the TV. You won't find me watching sports for more than 5 minutes. I don't know why people watch sports. I don't know. It's just me. I'm not saying anything wrong with it. Just me. Okay, sometimes I can watch for up to 15 minutes. I don't watch football. So if I switch the channel, I find football. I may pause for 5-10 minutes. If they are showing goals, I can sit down for a long time just watching the goals, one after the other. But then if they are showing, once I just stumble and it is Z-World, it doesn't even pause. I just change the channel. Then there was one, I saw somebody talking. And Yinka said, who put this television in this room? That's when we met. On Big Brother. Change it! But usually, you know where I have a soft spot? If I stumble on news or documentaries. So this one I'm making, I got to Al Jazeera and they were just starting a documentary on the division of India into India and Pakistan. Oh, I got stuck. I sat down. I began to watch. And the people said something. The people reporting. They said that people reported that the kind of carnage they saw on the streets of India that was worse, reporters now, was worse than what they saw in the gas chambers of Hitler. That what Hitler did was child's play to what Indians did to themselves, Hindus and Muslims. He said they saw women cut open, children brought out. Listen to this. They would push an iron through it and roast the child on the fire. They're not eating it. That is, the reporter said what they saw. Hitler could not conceive those things. He said these were people who went to each other's weddings the previous week. I saw it. You know, I shook my head. You know why? I remembered, I said, this is Rwanda. Exactly the same spirit that went to Rwanda. And listen to me. Which WhatsApp is preparing us for in Nigeria? That's why I told you, most of your neighbors are murderers they don't know. That's why Jesus said, if you hate your neighbor, you are a murderer. You know why he said so? Because you read it every time. They show you pictures of what happened in Benue State. Show you pictures of what happened here. The other day, this man made a statement. What is his name? Sultan. Sanusi. He said this killing is not one-sided. When the Benue one happened, the big one that happened about a month ago in Benue, he said this killing is not one-sided. He said last year, he personally submitted a dossier, all right, containing pictures of 800 Fulani men, women, and children slaughtered in Taraba State. He said the media did not cover it. They didn't travel there. He said, all of you are angry with the head of state. He's angry too. He said, the president did nothing. And the president is a Fulani man. He said, he didn't do anything to about the matter. He said, I warned him ahead. He said, they said there were warnings ahead. We talked, and he started mentioning names. He didn't give names, but you know he knows who he's talking about. He said, the perpetrators were rewarded with political appointment in Taraba State. Now, I'm not saying I agree with him. I'm just saying, hear his own side of the story. So you are sitting there in the South, angry with the Fulani man. He's also reading his own stories that you did not read. Opening his heart to the spirit of murder. And if you don't preach the truth, don't think what happened in Rwanda. It's not the people, it's a spirit. I've shown you that the same spirit went to India. And in a matter of a few weeks, 1 million people have been hacked to death by their neighbors. They say you get to a train station where the Muslims are waiting to move over to the what is now Pakistan. And Hindus will come there and kill all of them. And the train will arrive carrying the corpses of the Hindus killed by the Muslims. So you get to the train station, you see corpses everywhere. Everywhere. That is why people, don't be an agent of the devil forwarding every nonsense. Even if it is true, kill it on your phone. Most of the times they are lies anyway. There are pictures we have seen before. They show you see how Christians were being burnt in Kaduna. Somebody say it's a lie. This picture is from Kenya. We'll see all kinds of rubbish. What people don't realize is that they open their hearts to nonsense. So if you show me gory pictures like that, my wife then never gets the opportunity to see it. As I see your bad photo, click, 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 delete. Remove from phone memory? Yes, of course. Even if he sees my phone, don't open it. Thank you. Give me, it's my phone. Give me. Click, 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 delete. Why are you deleting it? I say, why do you want to put bad thing in your mind? Why do you want to create fear for your soul? I like the life I live. The day after the crisis in Benue State, the week after we entered our car, drove there again to go and preach the gospel. I'm just coming from Benue State. This seminar we're doing here, we did one in Benue last weekend. That was Friday, two times on Saturday and Sunday morning. Four sessions. Nobody's going to scare me. If I read all the stories, you know, I'll be afraid to go. I didn't read it, so I went. Fool, idiot. I just went like that. I'm a fool. I'm calling myself fool and idiot now. Are you getting my point? I'm too ignorant to know I should be safe. I like it like that. I like it like that. Please don't wake me up out of my ignorance. One day my mother called me. No, she used time to send my sister to call me. So as soon as I got the call from two of my sisters, no, a text from one, a call from the other, about 5 minutes apart. I said, this is the hand of Esau, buddy. I said, hey. You know? Because it was Nnamdi Kanu's crisis that time. What I did not tell my mother or my sister, he said, how are you, bros? I said, I did. How's the family? I said, they are good. All right, we just said, we'll greet you. Thanks for the greeting. December, my mother came to my house. In Enugu. I said, Mommy, that day you were instigating two of your daughters to be chasing me about. I said, do you know where I was? She said, where? I said, I was in Sokoto. Do you know, in December, 3 months later, she shouted, yeah! That is three months. That thing was in September. 3 months after, she screamed. I said, so, don't just worry your head. One day I told my wife, call your mother-in-law. Tell her everywhere I've gone. Tell her so that she can be very, very afraid, then she will calm down. Ah, I said, ah, mommy. I call him. Oh, how are you? I told her. Ah, the husband. Ah, he's not around though. He traveled last week. He just came back. He's at home now, but tomorrow he's going here. Then you go. Ah, just, I said, I did her like this. Good. Tell her more. So that she will know that there's no need to be following him up, checking where he is. Just be praying for him and relax in the Lord. Many of us don't realize it. No, I digress into that. I know why I went into that. The man I was telling you about, his books. His books opened the door. Evil spirits jumped into his heart. And the man of God said, I will cast out the demons, but we have to close the doors permanently. And this is not a door, but first I close it down. Listen, carry the books, burn them. Don't go there again. Change your profession. Find another work. Go and learn carpentry. Honestly, be a plumber, but don't read those psychology books again. Because that's where evil spirits enter. That's why I say a lot of our neighbors are murderers. They don't know. They have been filled with so much hate that the day the spirit says, take your cutlass, kill your neighbors, your church members, people you went to their weddings last week, they wouldn't know when they would start doing it. And don't say it's impossible. Jesus said that's the way it is. When hatred has been built in the heart, it opens the door for the spirit of murder. Talking about deliverance. So people are looking for deliverance many times. They don't even know what the bondage is. They think the bondage is I don't have money. God said the bondage is pride. They think his bondage is that, I can't find a husband. God said, no, you don't understand. The bondage is that you cannot submit yourself to even your boss in the local government office. See, the bondage is that no woman agreed to marry me. Say, your bondage is selfishness. When you collect money, giving is last. You give from change. You know, Christians don't know that giving is supposed to be first in life. So some pastors not realizing what to do. They now be looking for mercenaries to convince Christians to release money. They don't become givers, so they just release money. You know, there's a difference. You can make a stingy man release money. How do you do that? 419. Just come to him, promise him investment, Bitcoin Connect. He will release the money. He will release the money to you. Quick. Sometimes you don't do that. Just say, God said to me, anybody will give $1 million today. And next week, he will refund it with $100 million. When I collect your million and God does not give you back, what are you going to do? I've gone to Enugu. If you meet me and say that God didn't send money, say, I don't know, maybe your own is on the way. Go and ask him. If you tell me to refund, I'll ask the receipt I gave you. So I have taken your money, but you have not become what? A giver. But a cheerful giver, we're not talking about money now. It's a different story entirely. A cheerful giver knows that my life is first of all to be a blessing to people. That's the first thing. It's not the last thing. It's first. And it's a habit. But we're not talking about that now. So, many times, please, I want to close shortly. Many times we don't know exactly what the bondage is. We are pursuing deliverance from things that are not the real bondage. Israel was looking for deliverance from the captivity, the oppression from the Romans. But Jesus said, you are of your father the devil. You are in bondage to sin. He counted the real problems for them. Bondage to sin. And that was what he came to liberate them from. Now, when people don't realize that, they start pursuing other things. For us believers, and I'm going to try and break that down again, everybody, you are not a candidate for deliverance. Or let me put it like this. If you have not given your life to Christ, you have a right to be in bondage. That is the way it is. That is just life. Not giving your life to Christ is bondage. I mean, everybody that has not given his or her life to Christ is subject to the ruler of this age. His name is Satan. His name is the devil. That's just the way it is. The fellow is under the dominion of darkness. True deliverance, we'll find out as we go on, is simply leaving the dominion of darkness and coming into the kingdom of his dear son. There you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And once that is done, the real deliverance starts manifesting. Sometimes people are prayed for and they're delivered from something in an instant. Whether they are prayed for or not, deliverance happens to them automatically. Matter of fact, I told the story many times because it's the best illustration I have for it. One brother told me, he said, his spirit was following him about. Now, I'm going to summarize because he didn't use his words, and I don't have all the time. His spirit was following him around, and it was a spirit of death. And that spirit was going to kill him before a particular age. So when he gave his life to Christ, he stopped. He never prayed about it, but that feeling left him. That feeling left him. That feeling left him. And the day, a few days before that birthday, that he was supposed to die, an armed robber aimed a gun at him at close range and fired at him. He never prayed about that thing, though. But guess what? A few moments before that, He had moved the glass of his car. No, the window. He just moved it up and down to a particular level. And where he moved it up to, the steel, you know, like support that carries the glass was at the level where the armor bar shot through. That thing just trapped the bullet. And that's how he was saved. What God did was to change his life by virtue of the fact that he gave his life to Christ Jesus. You know what? He never specifically prayed about that matter. Yet God delivered him. Because now his life was no longer his own. It now belonged to Christ. So Christ was now doing with it as he loved. And he said, I will preserve your life. And the spirit that had been following him had already set machinery in motion to kill him. And Jesus said, watch it. And the day they fired, actually in the realm of the spirit, an angel just went, collected the bullet. Said, thus far, and not further. That's how it works. So real deliverance is what we are talking about. People follow all kinds of methods. And listen, let me just quickly say this. I'm going to talk about this when I close, and I'll pick it up from there tomorrow. Because I want to talk about the method of God. That's the main thing. But today, let me just review briefly the fake methods out there that people use to get deliverance. And what I need to talk about them is this. They work. They work slightly. You know what Jeremiah said? God was speaking to Jeremiah. He said, they have healed the heart of the daughters of my people slightly. Slightly. By saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. Sometimes somebody can offer temporary, fake deliverance, which will look like it works. But the people are left worse than when they started. That's why I need to talk about it briefly. Recently, Daddy Freeze. How many of you remember Daddy Freeze? Since I saw you last, there has been Daddy Freeze in Nigeria. Very interesting guy. He used to say all kinds of things. In fact, the point is, I following him a bit, you know, catching news on the guy. One man wrote a mail. He wrote us a mail. He said, Pastor, he said, if only people had listened to you long ago. He said, this Daddy Freeze would not have been able to worry them. He said, now they're only paying attention to the things he said long ago, when Daddy Freeze is about to freeze all the income. I had a good laugh. In all the funny things he used to do and how he used to speak, he made a statement which impressed me. Some people tell him that, you know, he was fighting the issue of tithing, no. That's not what I want to talk about much now. It's what he said. He said, some people say, he's been working for me. He said, listen, it works for me is what native doctors say. Yes. He said, what makes something Christian is whether it's the word of God. I said, Jesus, this guy has more understanding than I credited to him ahead of that time. That it works for me. He said, that's not the testimony of Christianity. He said, the testimony of Christianity is that, is it the scriptures? He said, well, it's not whether it works or not. When I'm talking about that, a lot of funny deliverance people do. It works. So. And listen, there are different types of deliverances, that deliverance methods. They came to Jesus. He said, you are casting out demons by Beelzebub. He said, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, how do your sons cast them out? It shows that there are different methods. The sons of Sceva, they saw the method of Paul. They started coming and said, this Paul method is working. So let us try it. They were professional demon casters. Exorcists, they called them. They were professionals. Jesus was not the first to try and cast out demons. No. The sons of Sceva and the sons of the Pharisees were doing them. So Jesus said, okay, which method are they using? So the people had different methods. So let's get it clear. And many of those methods, they work. And when I say they work now, I'm not saying they give permanent and effective deliverance. I'm not explaining that they will get results for different reasons. And people will get impressed. And Jeremiah says, they've only hit the heart of the daughters of the people slightly. They said, peace. But there's no peace. I want to just review a few methods. None, I won't go into details. Okay, then I'll talk about why they seem to work. Of course, some say pay off the devil. Yes, it sounds like a joke. Some believe that what the devil is looking for, give to him. What do they mean by that? One day, one of our sisters sent me a message that they went to church on Sunday, and the pastor said that some people, when they were born, their parents promised the shrine a goat, and the goat has not been paid. And that is the reason why they are in trouble today. This is your Port Harcourt. Now, you know, such things happen only in Port Harcourt and Warri. They don't happen in Enugu. Said, in a faith church, if I tell you the name of the church, you will all run away. So I will not tell you. Because you think, this pastor, you this cannot be true. So I'm going to keep my mouth quiet. I won't tell you the name of the church. They preach so much faith, there's even faith in their name. You can't know. Don't worry, every church has faith. No, you will not know. You will not know. Listen, on this road in Port Harcourt, there are at least four churches with faith in their name. Am I lying? After every other house is a church, so they will find many faith. Anyway, my sister was so embarrassed. She called me after service. No, send me a text. That the pastor now said that, well, since they cannot go to the shrine, what they will do, they have to pay the money. I'm telling you. So he said, okay, since they're going to the shrine, he's going to collect the money on behalf of the... Exactly, thank you. Acting Babalawo. He said, if your father promised a goat, you will bring the goat now. But you say, when I was born, how will I know now? It's okay, just pay something big that will cover. Let's not talk about the details. It's one joke people crack. But that really happened. Some say, pay God off. Give God an offering. Money answers all things. It's one method for deliverance. I've heard it preached. You will not take an offering and say, God, this is the seed for my deliverance. Can I assure you of something? It is not the seed for your deliverance. It's a manifestation of your ignorance. I hope you're getting that point. Yeah, there are different methods people use. They come, say, no, give God something. Some use psychological methods and they teach it. And the psychological methods, if you're in a country like the U.S., where... Most of those, they are movie stars and musicians. They are on drugs or alcohol and stuff like that. They're always going for rehabilitation. Rehabilitation is based only on psychological methods. 90% are back to rehab within 2 years. But at least 10% stay out for some time, right? So it works for some people with psychological methods. Now, let me just quickly say this. God breaks drug habits. He does. Drug habits, humanly speaking, let me say this to you clearly, all right? Humanly speaking, a drug habit is extremely difficult to break. It's close to impossible. If a man is hooked on heroin, only from experience, now I'm speaking, not just from the Bible knowledge, from experience, only Jesus can tackle him. Every other method in the world is frustrating. Heroin, things like heroin, cocaine, alcohol. When it grips a man, believe me, that is when you will respect Jesus, the kind of thing he does to people. There's a woman I've not read many of her messages or books, but I know her story. Lillian B. Yomas, a preacher. You know why she became a preacher? She was a medical doctor, Canadian, practicing. She got hooked on morphine, which is just a junior brother of heroin. But a doctor, they used every method. She was just being destroyed. There was nothing anybody could do. Then somebody gave her a Bible and told her the answer is inside. She said, as a little girl, I used to know the Lord, but I think I drifted away from him long ago. So she dedicated her life to Christ and started reading the Bible. And in 1 week, she was totally free. She was so shocked that she said, why have I been practicing medicine? It does not work. So she abandoned medicine and became a faith healer.
that, this thing works like this with a carrying injection up and down. Because she had used every method, her friends, her colleagues, they had tried everything. Canadian doctor, white woman, nothing worked. Scriptures healed her in 1 week. So she died. She started preaching the greatest medicine there is. So psychological methods people use every time. A lot of frustration. It works a little bit. Just a little bit. Sometimes people say, start doing good works. There's a reason for it. There's a spiritual principle. Daniel tried to use that with Nebuchadnezzar. Till now, a lot of people who do spiritual things for people, that's what they do. They will tell you, go and give out alms. There's a spiritual reason for it. So they work a little bit. None of these things give permanent deliverance. None of them. None of them give permanent deliverance. Christians say, you go and fast. You fast for long. It works more. Also does not work permanently. So you pray for a long time. Long prayer does not deliver anybody. That's a matter of fact. At least the last two, because Christians do that a lot. Say you go for fasting. You go for praying. In itself, it doesn't work. You know, a lot of white garment people, they plenty for Lagos, bad beach. They food, they're doing deliverance every time. Some of those demons jump into the men who are delivering themselves. Very powerful demons. the truth is that, the number of reasons why those things work small, let me just talk about that briefly. The number of reasons why those things work a little bit. One is what we in medicine we call the placebo effect. Just because somebody is trying to get freedom, he may appear to be free for 1 week. You know, like you are an alcoholic. You can not drink 1 week and you won't drink anything. As you are passing, the keke will just drop you in front of a bar. Just say one last one. One for the road. As you take one like this, girl, the spirit says, you thought you were gone, have you? That's if by the time you wake up, you have finished one carton, two cartons. You wake up. Maybe you find yourself in your house. How did you get there? They had to use your ID card to check who knew you. You had collapsed there. Sometimes people get that, that temporary relief for a while. But one I want to talk about briefly, because it's very dangerous, is that one reason why some of these ones work, when people really get into spiritual things and they want to try and get deliverance, oftentimes they negotiate, they don't realize it, with devils. And they exchange them from a lower level of bondage and put them in a higher level. After I finished my NYC years ago, there's a guy we served together. We used to call him pastor. He was working in a church as an instructor, Bible school. So I used to stroll to his house, wasn't too far from mine, just to go and while away my evenings. Just go to his house, we'll go and gist. So we'll sit in the church compound, big church, one of these big churches with white garments. Lagos, do they have a lot of white garment people in Port Harcourt? Anyway, in Nigeria, we don't have much anymore. All of them have gone to dye the clothes. They don't buy suits now. They don't dye the clothes. I mean, you know our guy in Lagos. He was a white garment man. I still saw him wearing white garment when I was in Lagos. And somebody called him and said, Egmo, white you, Tamo. You know they sell again. And the guy come on the white, wear suit. Jerry call it hair small. Learn small English. Faith is the way by which... We were there now. We were watching these people in Lagos. I just looked. When I spoke, shouting, I said, all of you, I saw this man wear white. That they were enough for modern day. I said, better, that's what they were doing there before. Guys, don't throw away the robe, don't wear suit. One day I saw a man wearing one shiny suit. I said, oh, more. You'd be like, in a glass. Walking stiff like that. The Lord is good. So, my friend's church, where he was walking. So, I go in the evening and I sit down with him. So, we see people come and go. So, there was one guy that used to come. I remember the guy was Ghanaian.
I never met him personally, just so maybe he'll wave at the guy from a distance. But when people like us were struggling to earn 5,000 naira in a month, post NYC doctors, that guy who used to buy his cars brand new, he said he only believed in driving Peugeot. So brand new Peugeot was what he used to buy. My friend was telling me about him. But you know, he used to come to the church and sleep where? Inside the church on the bench. Why? He said the guy owns a duplex in Surulere. He will go to the house in the morning, change, not have a bath, change, go to work. Come back to the house in the evening, then drive from the house to church with his pillow or whatever. And he used to sleep on the pew in the church on a daily basis. I didn't see him sleeping, but I imagine he always covered himself with a white cloth. That's what they do. And I told my friend, my friend said that he used to have a lot of problems, and the problems, he came here for prayers, the problems have ended. And they told him, listen to this, they told him that this is part of his deliverance. He will be sleeping in church on a regular basis. So, not regular, I mean daily. That is now his sleeping place. So I called my friend, and he thinks he has been delivered. Why don't you tell him he has not been delivered? He has been exchanged. One level of bondage for a higher, even though he doesn't realize it, level of bondage. Let me say this. I just feel like explaining it to some people, then I'll close with it. Listen, there are familiar spirits out there. Half of these, your pastors in this town, they operate familiar spirits. Well, saying it, we're joking. They used to be in shrines. But you became too educated, too sophisticated to go to shrines. So they left the shrines and said, if Muhammad will not come to the mountain, let the mountain go to Muhammad. Where do they go now? They go to church. So they opened their own churches. And listen to me. There's one clown like that in Ghana. They call him Angel Obinim. Some of you may have seen him. I saw him the other day on television. I was embarrassed. One small guy like this. Anyway, people will follow him. They are like that. Let me not even start talking. You see everything he's doing, there's nothing Christian in it. People will be following. The whole thing is a joke. People will be following. We have them a lot in Nigeria. What impresses people? First, let me say something. Some of the things you see on TV is a joke. You, come here. Come for deliverance. Hey, you. Manifest. I'm a Gwanji spirit. I came to destroy his family. I will destroy his family. All of them is a lie. What did I say? All of them are lie. One day, Jim Ike went for deliverance. How many of you know Jim Ike? I laughed. I said, if I did not know it was acting before, Jim Ike has now proven to me it's not in acting. Sometimes watch them on television and say, confess. Say, I'm from the deep Atlantic. I'm from the deep Atlantic. What did you come to do in his house? I came to destroy him. How did you come? I married him. And what are you planning to do? And I came from the coven. They said you should do what? That I should spoil his business. Since I came to his house, his business has not been doing well. Say now, they now say, after some time, after they've shown that to the whole international community, they now do one thing, sprinkle water, she will now roll on the ground, then get up after a while, say, she has now been delivered. Amen, amen. And if you believe that, you need deliverance. You believe that, you need deliverance, serious deliverance. Most of them is a joke, but some of them, they're not joking. Before I talk about who are not joking, let me just let you know. Some of them give word of knowledge. My Bible here is on the device. You don't know whether it's connected to the internet. I can tell Israel to be there, go outside and go and copy your car number for me. Be sending it to me by WhatsApp. Prophesy. Whose car is AA555AYZ? Of course, somebody don't check. Your whole life is on your Facebook account, you forgot. They give me your phone number, I call it for you. The Lord said this, death around you, you need to be delivered. How did you know my phone number? How did you know my phone number? I will describe your wife. You don't know, your Facebook account is in front of me here. They do it. Look, everybody don't look. Well, Y2K compliant. Even we fake preachers are Y2K compliant. No, I'm not one of them. In Jesus' name, I'm not one of them. All the fake preachers, they're all compliant now. But this is the interesting part. Many of them are not fake in their manifestations. The manifestations are genuine. They can close their eyes and describe what happened to you in your house, in your bedroom this morning. And they will tell you what happened to you on the road here. They will describe your house for you. Tell you what is going on around you. They can't really tell you much about what is inside your heart. Don't worry about that. But you won't notice the difference anyway. By the time they finish, you are impressed. You don't know they have what they call familiar spirits. They use demons. They will not tell people, listen, they literally do what I'm telling you. They will exchange a man's troubles because they know how to do the spiritual manipulation. Because they tell you this is what your problem is, we will solve it. And they solve it. They solve your money problems. They solve your business problems. But the problem has to go somewhere else. They put it between you and your wife. One of the ways you know them, it works all the time. Use what I'm about to tell you, you can never miss them. They have this habit of blaming somebody close to you for your problems. Once somebody points, your friend in the office, your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, your wife, your auntie, your sister-in-law, once they start pointing, pack your bag. As he's pointing, say, I'll see you later, they go. Just know he's lying. No true preacher does that. You know why? Because we know that we have one enemy. It's the devil. Even if he's using your auntie, we will not point. We will not even see it. And the one person he uses is you anyway. Yes. Turns you against yourself by your works, by your habits. I need to warn against those people. Their primary assignment is to separate people from their loved ones. Do you know why? Those who love you are the ones that really pray for you. They are the ones that fight for control over your life with them. Once they separate you from your wife, they have your money. Once they separate you from your family, they own you. What they want is ownership over your life. They don't love you. They don't give a hoot about you. You are just one of the tools in the line of business. Do you the last time you sold Dangote cement, do you know the serial number on it? You don't care, you just sold cement. Even if you sold a car, you don't know the chassis number. Why? It's just a car. You don't care about that item. It's just trade. These people trade in human souls like that. They don't care about you. Separate you from your loved ones, leave you here alone. They start telling you your father is the reason why you're not making progress. Your mother is a witch. Listen to me, all of them, 100% of the times, they lie. They lie. They lie. They see vision so. Vision is not new. The young girl that Paul delivered from the cobra spirit, familiar spirit, that was her job. The funny prophet they are following in Lagos, as a little boy, that was his job. He was a little boy possessed with a familiar spirit in a white garment church. Wasn't anything new? They are the ones that impress people who don't know anything. We have them all over town. Some people who are Christians, I don't know how they backslide into that. They are looking for spiritual power. Listen, all the spiritual power I need is to understand the scriptures. Anything the world cannot do as I'm preaching, let it not do it. I don't need spiritual power to impress anybody. I have seen too much results, heard too many testimonies from those who obey the truth of the word of God I speak. I finished preaching a lot of times. People come to me, sir, you just described my life today. I wasn't even describing anybody. I was just preaching. But some preachers are not content with that. They join cults. They join all kinds of things. That's the one that confuses Christians. Because they don't understand. You said this man is not real. What about yesterday? You see, as you see me, so I'm one hard man. I'm hard there. You can be prophesying. I'm waiting for where your prophecy is going. If it disagrees with the word of God, you're on your own. I'm not afraid of you. I've seen preachers bigger than you before, so there's nothing you want to tell me. There have been preachers preaching, I'll pinch my wife. Don't mind him, he's lying. it doesn't do me anything. Why? Is it not in the Bible like that? An old prophet lied to a young prophet. The young prophet believed him. The Bible says, but he lied to him. The young prophet believed him and died. I will take my life in my hands. I won't put it in your hands. It's like when you are driving. Assume every other driver is crazy. Is that not so? If you expect them to be sane, forget it. In the same manner as a Christian, once I'm like, look, my life, God is between me and God. I'm not afraid. And if you try to scare me, you can be sure you've lost me. Wake up this night to pray. If you don't wake up this night to pray, tomorrow there'll be trouble in your family. That night, I will drink Valium, drink Ogogoro, things I've not drank before, and I will sleep. You say, why? I said, the ones who scare me. I said, that one, I've heard it before. Somebody told my wife, I see death around your husband. Why didn't you tell me for some time? I said, look, let it not be as if I didn't tell you. I said, thank you. You know, guess what happened? My life continued like normal. I didn't pray, but I didn't say, God, did you hear that? Because, you know what? If I open my mouth and pray, God, if you just see my back one morning, it will be bleeding. You won't know why. Let's say I'm two angels. God gave them a sign. Flog that guy. No, because like I tell people, say, okay, what am I supposed to do? Not come to Port Harcourt. I will die faster like that. I won't go to Makurdi. That is how to die faster. When you introduce to me the spirit of fear, that is how to die faster. People die in their homes. You don't know that? People fall from staircases and die. People fall in their own bathroom, hit their head against the tap and die. Traveling is not what kills you. It's death that kills you. And that day when he's hunting somebody, you just go and boil water. Boom! Gas will explode because of him. People have gone in their houses to change power switch. Boom! Electrocution. I tell people that, okay, if you tell me you are seeing death, what am I supposed to do? First, let me tell you what I will do. All the girlfriends I have that are not my wife, I will have to let them go. Abi? Is it not good? Okay, but since I did not have, what will I now do? I will just sleep. All the people that were stealing their money, maybe I will return it. Okay, since I did not steal anybody's money, what will I now do? You should not start praying more. Like, if I pray more, I die quicker. Because it's prayer of fear. Once I am not walking in iniquity, walking away from the fear of God, you cannot just prophesy rubbish in my mind and I'll be ahead. And I've seen, you cannot use your prophecies to push fear into me. I have a duty first to reject your fear. I have a duty first to reject your fear. They're all over town. Tell you that your auntie is a witch. One called one of our sisters the other day, said, is there one dark woman in your family? I told you the most foolish statement to ask a Nigerian. In Africa, is there a black woman in the family? Even you have a black woman in your family. As fair as you are. This is not Africa. Listen, don't let anybody, don't sell yourself into bondage because of fear. The Bible says fear has torment. Lord, people are in torment because of fear. And these fake preachers, that's what they capitalize on. One of our sisters went for one meeting the other day. They called her car number. She says, my car. They say, go, prophet is calling you. She went forward. It's my car. He said, the Lord said, put that car on the altar. I'm telling you, she came and told me after. He said, please don't tell my husband. I said, better go and report yourself. Because if you don't, I will go and report you. He said, please. I said, there's no please. Go and tell him by yourself. Because he said that her husband had warned her not to go for that meeting. Her friend enticed her. You know, I told the enticement, Satan. Your friend and time they went. But because she knew the word of God, he told the prophet, come on the altar. In her mind, if you know who owns the car, and that he told me not to come here, I will go back home. She told the prophet, I'm sorry, the car is my husband's own. The second side, what she didn't tell him, that the man wants me not to come here. I will now go back home without his car. Hey! You know, those prophets, they know how to prophesy better things. Yeah? You say, if you see that car, you go like him. You say, you will start prophesying. You know, her husband bought her this brand new Toyota. You know, who no go like it? Serious thing. All the old cars, they town. God didn't put that one on the altar. But this is where I'm going. It became an argument. You know what the man now said? As I said, this guy is a thief. Said it's for the life of your husband. That's what the story is going. The prophet said it's for the life of your husband. The woman said, you don't seem to be listening to me. I say it's not my own. The man whose life it is, let him come and sow it to you by himself. I mean, I don't want for allowing my family. Please, thank you very much. They're all over town. False prophets trying to intimidate us. They use familiar spirits. One of our brothers, the other day, the pastor in town, he told me one preacher he knows. That one came to him, please deliver me. He said, from what? He said that the spirits are disturbing him. They talk to him all the time. I told my wife, they want to run him mental. He went to ask for them. They came to him. They began to whisper and mutter in his ears, like the Bible says. You were giving him a word of knowledge. Just sit you down. Tell you your whole life story. All of a sudden, you see them do on television. Sometimes they are correct because they are using real spirits. So, this man, he's a preacher. He said, now the problem is that he's tired, but the spirits don't want to go. You know why they can't go? Jesus warned us why they can't go. He said, when they go, they have to go and look for where to rest. Too many dry places in the spirit out there. So he's been trying to let them go. Let me just end one part of the story. This spirit so possessed this man. He's a Christian. He's supposed to be a Christian. He wanted power. He will go for meetings. Places will be full. He'll be giving word of knowledge, telling people what's going on in their lives, praying for them. They'll be falling down, claiming to be delivering them. He said, but every night when he's done with the meeting, an uncontrollable urge to sleep in the hands of a harlot comes upon him. No matter the town, he will find the red light district that night and pick an ashewo. You now know one of the reasons why God said Jezebel commits adultery with the people. Listen, these are spiritual truths. He was tired. Pastor, married man, he has been sleeping with ashewo. He was tired. My friend said the last time he was coming back from one major town in Nigeria where he wanted to do program, he came back with 3 cars. I told him, tell him that I said if he wants deliverance, he doesn't need to pray. He should gather all the cars he has collected, go to the house he has built, set everything on fire, the spirit will leave him. Look, no special prayer more than the prayer of repentance, because Jesus is very kind. This is our Jesus, extremely kind. Just go to him and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was looking for. He'll just be looking at you like this. Then take the cars. Don't give them out as offerings. He doesn't want them. You can drive them into a water. Fine. It's okay with him. But the easiest thing is that put petrol inside them. Set them on fire one by one. Get a bulldozer. Pull down that duplex you built with their money. Turn the place to a dump hill. And listen to me, you will be poor after that. I say if he does that, you wake up next morning, the spirits will have gone. But you know what? He wants to keep the goods and drive away the spirits. Those spirits have sense, so. And God will not drive them. What I've told you, a true story. That was the message I told my friend. I said, tell him. Because I came to my friend for deliverance. I told my friend, I said, tell him, man of God, that there's no deliverance for him. needs to set those cars on fire, one after the other. If he built a house too bad, he can't sell it. Pour petrol in it, light it up, let it burn down. If you don't like that, get bulldozers. Let people think you want to modernize the house. Liquidate the house. Donate the land to government and walk away. Go back to your village. Get a farm. Start a poultry. Fish farm. Snail farm. Anything you want to do. Then start preaching again from the primary school compound there. If God indeed called you to a ministry. I said you'll find free deliverance. But you think you'll collect the things and then you'll be delivered. No. God is not mocked. No, he's not mocked. Look, I've spent a lot of time today. Let's end it here. I'll pick it up from this point tomorrow. But don't forget, true deliverance is in Christ Jesus alone. It's in him alone. We believers who are walking in his word, we are totally delivered. Evil spirits drop off when they don't have a place to hold. They drop off when they don't have something to hold. And one major thing we must do is to fight every hold that they may try to have in our lives. Let's bow down our heads to pray. Let's just say, Father, thank you. Lord, thank you for freedom. Thank you for freedom in Christ Jesus. Thank you because I've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness, from the domain of darkness. I've been delivered to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. In him I have redemption, the forgiveness of my sins. Just give thanks.
Just bless the name of God for the word that you have heard. Thank Jesus that indeed you are delivered. Thank Jesus that you are free. Say, Lord, I thank you because I am free. I am free indeed. I am free indeed. Say, your word works in me. Say, I'm not led by an evil spirit. I'm led by the Spirit of God himself. Say, Lord, I thank you that I am led by your Spirit. Say, Lord, I thank you that I have divine understanding, that the truth works in me. Say, Lord, I thank you because I have your light. I am delivered indeed. Father, I thank you because I do not walk in the pathways of darkness. I walk in the pathways of light. I thank you for your deliverance. I thank you for the revelation of your word. I thank you for the revelation of truth. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say, I thank you for the work of Christ in my life. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this new word that has come, because this word indeed has empowered me to further walk in light. Say, Father, I choose light and I reject darkness in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I choose light. Father, I choose your light. I respond to your word. Your word says your sheep hear you and they recognize your voice and they respond to your voice. Say, Lord, I am your sheep. I hear your voice and I respond to your voice only. Father, say, Lord, I respond to your voice only. Say, I hear you, Lord. I hear your word. I respond to your word. I do not respond to the voice of the stranger in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I thank you for the revelation of your word. I thank you for the truth that you have sent today. Say, indeed, this truth will take me continually along the path of deliverance, true deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Say, I will not run after false prophets. I will stay in the path of truth. Say, indeed, the devil will not have anything in me because I'm continually cleansed by Christ, in the name of Jesus. Let's just lift up our voice and just bless God. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Say, Lord, your word that I've heard today, let it do an eternal work in my life. Let the light that you have lit in me, let it burn bright. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, let your light in me, let it burn bright. In the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord again because you are cleansed by the blood of Jesus and you are made whole. That the devil cannot accuse you of anything because the blood of Christ speaks for you. Say, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses me. It cleanses me thoroughly. It makes me whole. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your truth. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Let's commit ourselves unto God again. Just pray and say, Lord, I ask that you direct my pathways. Say, in the midst of this aggressive and wicked world, say, Lord, direct my pathways. Lead me as your sheep. Direct my pathways continually. Say, Lord, I choose to follow you again. I proclaim, Lord, that you are Lord over my life. And I choose to follow you every day in all that I do in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I submit everything to your Lordship. Everything in my life, my family, my children, my job, everything I submit to your Lordship in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for light and that you hear us. Blessed be your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of multiplication and dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tell your neighbor, this is your season of multiplication and dominion. Another person, this is your season of multiplication and dominion in the name. And one for yourself, this is my season of multiplication and dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Cheer up, brethren.